Tax matters. Welcome relief for companies. Withholding tax on non-executive directors' fees was introduced on January 1, 2007 in respect of fees paid to a non-executive director by a corporate. A corporate body is defined as anybody or association incorporated or registered under any law relating to asset managers, banks, building societies, unit trust schemes, companies, financial institutions, insurers or pension funds or under a special law. A director of a corporate body is a person, by whatever name he or she may be called, who controls or governs the corporate body, or a member of a body or group of persons, which controls or governs the corporate body. It includes any person occupying the position of director or alternate director of a body corporate. A person who gives instructions to the formally appointed directors as to the direction or instructions on how to run company affairs. The so-called shadow director is also a director for the purposes of the schedule. This definition is of wild import so as to include counselors of associations, not for gains or non-profit-making organizations. No corporate body can be a director. Non-executive directors are non-working directors and thus, the fees they earn are not subjected to employees' tax and are hence, supposed to be effectively taxed as income from trade. The focus of this article is on the recent amendment which found certainty in tax treatment of remuneration items of non-executive directors over and above the board fees. The Finance Act No. 7 of 2021 has amended the definition of remuneration to exclude any amount of non-executive directors' fees paid or payable to any individual by any company in respect of services rendered or to be rendered by such individual to such company. C. Any amount of fees paid or payable to the chairperson or a member of a board of any statutory corporation in respect of services rendered or to be rendered by such chairperson or member on such board. The definition has emphasized further that amounts payable to a non-executive director, which are in the nature of fees or such amount from which withholding tax has been deducted, would not constitute remuneration for the purpose of pay as you earn, pay. In other words, the amendments are making it clear that a non-executive director who receives any items of remuneration from the same payer will not be deemed to be an employee. Under the old law, non-executive directors' fees would not include amounts of remuneration of the kind given to an employee. A non-executive director who accrued or received items of remuneration, for example, fringe benefits such as a company car, traveling allowance, food hampers, hotel accommodation, fuel coupons, laptops, retainer fee among others, would be deemed an employee and paid deducted from all his, her earnings including the fees. The aggregated amounts would then be subject to pay instead of the 20% withholding tax. The move by the government eases the administrative burdens on the part of companies, since companies no longer need to implement pay on fringe benefits given to non-executive directors, when another director in a similar position who is not entitled to such benefits will be only subject to withholding tax of 20%. Whilst it is appreciated, however, the legislation has loosened corporate governance in that directors could negotiate for fees and go on to enjoy other fees through fringe benefits without being penalized, which was the case under the repealed system. The new law aggregates all the fees, fringe benefits and any other remuneration items given to the non-executive director for purposes of applying 20% withholding taxes. Meanwhile, non-executive director fees are exempt from income tax. This amendment was effected through Finance Act No. 3 of 2019 and it has an effective date of January 1, 2020. The 20% withholding tax is considered a final tax and accordingly, earnings of a non-executive director are no longer subject to withholding tax on contracts, 30% withholding tax on local contracts, notwithstanding the director may not be in possession of a tax clearance. Non-executive director's tax on fees is due and payable to ZIMRA within 10 days from the date of payment or within such extended period as the commissioner may allow and should be supported by a return, Ref 5. The obligation to withhold the tax lies with the payer. A payer is a corporate body, which has a central management and control in Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, non-executive director's tax on fees is remitted to ZIMRA in local currency notwithstanding if it has been paid in foreign currency. When a payer fails to withhold and remit tax as required, he is liable to pay the due together with 100% penalty and interest of 25% for any month or part thereof on the tax due. The penalty can be waived or reduced if the commissioner is satisfied that the reason for not paying tax was not due to any intent to evade tax. The commissioner has the power to sue and recover through an action in any court of competent jurisdiction for the tax due together with such penalty and interest. In conclusion, all the fees and any other fringe benefits earned by the non-executive director will be subject to 20% withholding tax, and no amount will be taxed under employment tax with effect from January 1, 2022. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming course on VAT concept theory and practice. The course runs on March 1 to May 31, 2022 online through the Zoom portal. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix Private Limited and the CEO of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.